good. You made it to 420. Welcome to Tuesday in the Best 10. It's GBH's early edition. Seems like there should be some sort of tie-in there. The Best 10 on 420. We may have missed a good
emotional opportunity there.
Welcome to Tuesday, everybody. It's early edition on GBH 89.7. Coming up at 4:50 on 420. That's right. God, that would have been great. Hey, Karen. Hey, Shelby. Andrew's next door. I'm Joe Matthew, and this is early edition. The best 10 minutes on the radio. And it's yes, we are on Facebook Live. Mike, I'm glad you made it as well. Hey, Valerie. Hey, Manny. We missed all you guys. We weren't here yesterday. Dave, good morning. Hi, Russ in Salem, Augusto. Yeah, look who's on Facebook. You know, I'll just say right now, by the way, if you can't get us on Facebook in the morning, and I know a lot of people make that part of their routine, we're putting the video, we're streaming this thing on our website as well. Come find us at themightygbh.org. Go into Google.
It seems to always work there if you have to see our faces.
Yes, correct. That's right.
Which I don't blame you.
The fact that we have to have this conversation is embarrassing.
We should just send Sylvia that link and she can distribute it to
That's right. Sylvia, you're in charge. Hey, David, good morning. What's up, Mark? Hey, gang. Bradley, yep, 420, I know. I tell you what, I was driving in this morning. I don't know if you noticed this, Andrew, not to jump to one of our top stories already. Mm. But, hey, Matt, what world are we? It's 2021. I remember moving back to Boston. It was 10 years ago. It was another world. There's a massive billboard over the Dunkin' Donuts here outside of our station, a massive green cannabis billboard that people are driving by and not even batting an eye over.
Oh, I passed.
Would have been a showstopper a couple of years ago.
I passed two on the Pike on the way in every morning.
Yeah.
And then there's the one right, there's a store right off the Pike. I think it's Andrea Cabral's place, actually, in Newton. You see the whole storefront when you drive right by on the Pike.
That in itself is a story.
Yeah.
The former director of public safety of Mass, running of, you know. But hey,
I remember the first time I saw an ad on like the top of, I think it was a taxi somewhere, and it was for like a website where you can look up different strains, and I was like, what? They're advertising in public.
I know it's true. Hey, look, check it out. Singer's in here. Good morning. We got, you know what? We have editorial oversight at 4:50 on 420. I've seen it all.
Well, we've got some grievances.
No, I love this, man. Singer, I love it. Stay with us. We're going to go through this together. It's 50 degrees in Boston. The sun's going to come up at 5:55. And you know what? This is one of the days you will want to bottle. It's going to be beautiful. For at least for a while. It's not, you know, we just can't clear through a whole day. But before we get maybe some rain later, it's going to be like summer. Sunny, highs in the low 70s. Just think about it. Now, the National Weather Service is going to try to rain on the parade here, apparently. And I'm just going to say now that we don't want to believe them. But there is a note here that there could be isolated showers this afternoon.
There was a chance yesterday, and I think I actually counted about 20 raindrops. A
couple drops, yeah. Boy, was that was nice for the most part yesterday.
It was.
Hey, Catherine, what's up, Paul? Hi, Mary. It's good to see you. Mary says,
Ellen.
We're not canceled. No, you were never canceled. Mark Zuckerberg just likes changing the rules on us overnight. Hi, Alan. Hi, Robert. Hi, Mark. Says he needs a picture of the porch that Brendan made famous.
I don't think he doesn't reside there anymore.
No, he may not still be on the porch.
That'd be a little bit of a B&E if we went over and tried to.
That's right. We could be arrested.
We just want a picture of your porch, if you don't mind.
We'll be partly sunny to start tomorrow. Then we turn mostly cloudy. We'll be in the mid-60s. And then everything changes on Thursday. I don't like this. By the way, can we just acknowledge that it was snowing on last Friday? It's going to be in the 70s today.
Sure.
Thursday, we fall back into the 40s.
Did I tell you
whatever?
It took me 90 minutes to get home on that Friday.
How long?
90 minutes on Friday to get home.
Oh, you were going right into the storm, too.
Yep.
You were west.
Everybody forgets
west.
Snow.
That was the slush bomb. That was just a cruel joke. Ellen says it's a beach day. I hope you do it. And Manny, you're not the first to suggest this is like romper room. So the Celtics lost to the Bulls last night, 102-96 at the Garden. They end a six-game win streak. Tough game, says Brad Stevens. Yeah. But the Red Sox did all right yesterday, huh? Look at this, 11-4?
Swing and a high fly ball. That one's driven to right.
Yep.
Back it goes. That baby's gone.
Verdugo.
Red Sox swinging for the fences today. That's their third home run, and they lead it 9-2.
They just kept on going, 11-4. And how about Alex Verdugo, guys? Wow, he is something else, isn't he?
He is a rising star.
Rising star, baby face, cute guy. Yeah. They love him. He just knocks these balls out of the park. And in this case, it was caught. Did you see this? They even wrote it up. I think it was Boston.com wrote it up. Mm-hmm. Or ESPN. I don't know whether it's the stuff I see in the morning. The guy who caught it was holding a sign that read, Verdugo Red Sox. Verdugo Red. Had a 99 on his mask. Perfect guy for the moment. Now, was it before the game they got shots or after the game?
They got the shots after the game. They talked about it before.
It's a long day for these guys. Yeah. Now, we told you it was Red Sox week at the Heinz Convention
That's
Center, right?
Yeah.
My God,
yeah.
Look at their Twitter feed.
They got their
feed.
Vaccine shots.
They're all lined up getting the shot.
I've been open about it, and I've been having conversations with some of them. And, obviously we're doing it for the right reasons. You know, I think sometimes people get caught up on the whole, like, baseball side of it, but this is more than baseball. So hopefully, you know, the decision they make is the right one, you know, for them and their families.
Well, there you go. Now, all
so
week,
once
I guess,
they get to their own personal, like, I guess, clubhouse herd immunity, they can do things like eat on their plane again, because right now they're not allowed to, like, take off masks at all.
Ugh. So yeah, they won't need the masks in the dugout.
Okay. Yeah, but they have to get there first.
To 85%, I believe it is.
Yeah, that's what herd immunity is.
Maybe the country could follow the example of our...
And they did
possibly. They haven't gone there yet. Let's give them a second.
That's fair enough.
And they did split it up into two groups. Another group will go Wednesday, I guess, to avoid any possible side effects or...
Probably just not to knock out your whole team like you do.
It could be kind of cool to be in the big recovery room with a couple of ball players. Hadn't started when I went there. Are they gonna?
If only Shelby fainted near them. That would have been fun.
God, that would be a
Karen.
That would be a setup. You guys can work that out between the two of you. Life
only
says
a
Mike.
Lightheaded, she told us.
It's more than
just
baseball.
A little lightheaded.
Some people do actually. Yeah, my hand went numb instantly. Blam! Right down the arm. But then, of course, my hand goes numb all the time. Wall Street futures turn higher this morning after what? No, they're not even. Not much left of that. Dow futures are down 20. NASDAQ futures up 20. We get big earnings. A couple big ones today. Heads up. Abbott Labs, which makes the tests, the COVID tests, and Johnson & Johnson. They could say a lot. CDC meets Friday. Big deal for cannabis stocks. And I mention this because a lot of them come from here. We interviewed the boss at Wakefield-based Curaleaf, which, did you know, we've told you this before, if you're an early edition user, that's the biggest cannabis company in the world, here in the United States at least. I think that makes it the biggest in the world. So they were waiting for something called the Safe Banking Act, which we talked to him about, to be passed.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to keep transacting all their business in cash, because right now banks will not do business with cannabis companies. We've got a lot of them. So not on 420, but on 419, this actually happened in the United States House.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds being in the affirmative.
Yeah, I know.
What was it?
Rules are suspended. The bill is passed. And without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
And the bill passes in the U.S. House to allow marijuana companies to use banks. Starting on 420. Banks would be protected by federal regulators. The bill.
There's a lot of hippies rolling over in the
graves. Oh my God, yes.
Nah.
The fourth time it passed the House, as a matter of fact, the difference is the United States Senate is waiting for this legislation, and Chuck Schumer says they are ready to go. They will introduce the bill, and it is time to end the prohibition on cannabis on this 420.
Well, they'll stone you when you're trying to be so good.
So Catherine Clark issued a statement on this, approving of the matter. She was one of the supporters, you know, our own rep from Mass here, part of the leadership in the House. And we'll see where it goes. Next couple of weeks, it's going to be Schumer. It's going to be Senator from New Jersey, Cory Booker, I guess, introducing their version. Elizabeth Warren has signed on, and I don't know, this could be another world.
Yeah.
Not that they're not already hanging billboards outside of GBH.
That's right. More billboards.
More billboards.
Can tap to pay.
Yeah, so the local businesses are getting into this, not just the dispensaries. That we were laughing at some of the events going on around here today. The one that really made me laugh was in Greenfield. They're holding the all right, all right, all right, it's 420 night. With a special showing of course, Dazed and Confused.
I totally forgot that Ben Affleck was in that movie.
Oh my God, was he? Yeah.
It just took me a minute, brought me back.
One of his most annoying characters, most hated characters ever.
Horrible. It was a horrible person. Didn't he have a baseball bat while he was jumping out of the car?
Exactly.
I believe.
Boy, if that movie weren't more realistic.
Like, I got my own bat I can use. Let me just go home real quick and get it. Got my Little League bat.
That's a good thing for you there, Billy. Gerson got his sticker. Yeah, like RMV sticker. Are we updating that story? Oh. You can do it again.
Oh,
there's
my
a long
gosh.
Line
thank
around
you
the
for
corner.
Reminding
yeah.
me.
Long line around the corner from my house. I wasn't getting in that line. Andrew's waiting until June to get his.
Oh, we did not update that story.
Jaisal Correa to court today. Jury selection. This is a big story. The lead story. My God, the amount of time we spent on this. Not one, but two indictments. Mm-hmm. On a 23-year-old mayor who was profiled nationally as a rising star, right? Jaisal Correa, former Fall River mayor. He now faces 24 counts, as a reminder, of extortion and fraud. Was indicted and arrested twice. First, allegedly ripping off investors for his startup app company, was called Snow Owl. And then again, back to the 420, he was accused of running a pay-to-play scheme to basically take money from marijuana companies to give them licenses. So we got all kinds of this. Imagine that, jury. This starts today. Is Tory's got a report for us on that coming up. And I don't know about this new plan on the T. Somebody needs to call Bob C. I want to hear about this one. But they're going to host
the commuter rail plan.
It's for the Green Line fare verification. Okay, they're going to start. Giving people an opportunity to pay with card readers at every door on the train. So that would be new. Mm-hmm. And what they want to start doing is basically stop the trains at random, have staff board and verify that everybody paid. So they would say, all right, everybody stop, get your card or your phone, and they'll tap it against a handheld device to verify your payment. Something tells me that that's not going to go over well in the public here.
There's so many problems. That how do you even like once we get back to like normal volume, can you imagine this train this employee trying to squeeze their way around getting people to tap, and then they're leaning in their pockets.
I just don't get it. There's a card reader at every door. Why we have to do that anyway? That seems like a good enhancement.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
Philip says, don't you, Correa, the disgraced mayor of the Riv, is do you live in Fall River, Philip?
The Riv.
The Riv. Is that, can I use that on the air? Very European practice. It is. Well, it's actually kind of like Amtrak. They go, seat to seat.
Make the tea free, says Mike. Mm-hmm. That would be a solution.
No, as I read this morning, every mayoral candidate in Boston is seeking to make at least some part of the tea free.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Walter Mondale died. I haven't mentioned it yet, but before we do birthdays, that's a big headline. It's on the front of every major paper this morning. Jimmy Carter's vice president. Of course, when I was growing up, remember this, Andrew? That was the first sort of presidential race I think I was aware of. I remember seeing Ronald Reagan in 80. I remember, but to actually follow the candidates and know about it, and that was Walter Mondale. The greatest loss in the history of presidential politics. He lost every state but his own.
Had a good soundbite at one point, though, didn't he?
Which one?
Wasn't it the Where's the Beef to Gary Hart?
Oh, that was a great moment, yeah. I thought you were going to say, I will raise your taxes. Walter Mondale, dead at 93. NPR will have, I'm sure, a beautiful remembrance coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do birthdays? Killer Mike is 46. Carmen Electra is 49. Crispin Glover, how old would you go there? That's kind of a random one.
He's kind of ageless.
Kind of. 57 years old. Looks good. Andy Serkis, also 57.
Oh.
Jessica Lange is 72. George Takei Takai, which everybody always gets wrong, is 84. And this morning we remember the great Tito Puente. Born on this day in 1923. You know Santana didn't make this song, right? Okay, everybody, enjoy the warm weather. Have a great Tuesday. Thanks for being here. Glad we saw you on Facebook, guys. Yeah, Valerie, Geraldine Ferraro, Walter Mondale was a pioneer. For Andrew, Karen, Shelby, I'm Joe. We're just getting started on GBH.
Support for GBH's early edition comes from you and UMass Memorial Health. There are many ways to heal, and UMass Memorial Health is pursuing them all. Learn more at ummhealth.org. UMass Memorial Health, the relentless pursuit of healing. And the Museum of Science, featuring an all-new exhibit, Engineering Design Workshop, powered by MathWorks. You can explore hands-on how engineers solve problems that impact our everyday lives. Tickets at mos.org.